Driverless cars are the future of mobility. At least that's what the nation's major auto and tech companies will tell you. But is the nation ready? An arrangement between the city of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania and Uber to test their autonomous cars appears to be falling apart now. The ride-hailing giant has also had issues in California. Here to talk about what it means for driverless cars in Los Angeles and elsewhere is Frances Anderton. She's the host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's here now with this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
We've talked about autonomous cars on this program before. What happened in Pittsburgh?
Well, Pittsburgh welcomed autonomous cars with open arms. Specifically, the city entered into an arrangement with Uber, and the notion was that Uber would bring some driverless cars and would test them there, and it would give free rides and all sorts of other dividends would be part of this deal. Well, it didn't work out quite so well. The mayor, who welcomed the company with open arms 9 months ago, is now not nearly so happy. It turns out, in his view, Uber did not live up to its end of the bargain. The New York Times has reported that among its perceived transgressions, they started charging for these driverless rides. The company also withdrew support from Pittsburgh's application for a $50 million federal grant to revamp transportation. It didn't create the jobs it promised. So there's a whole number of issues which had nothing to do with the technology of driverless cars that didn't go well.
I mentioned at the outset that we had obviously some issues here in California as well with autonomous cars and specifically with Uber. What happened here?
Well, last December, Uber ended its autonomous car service in its hometown of San Francisco. That was only after a week. And that was because California officials had told the company to stop the service because it was illegal and lacked the necessary state permits. A few hours after the trial began, one of Uber's cars ran a red light, nearly hitting a human-driven Lyft car. I guess there's something symbolic about the
the competition is pretty fierce, isn't it?
Between those two. So the state DMV revoked the company's registrations for its self-driving cars, but it's being reported more recently that now Uber has two driverless cars registered with the DMV, but it's not actually taking passengers. So the program is sort of back in development. Meanwhile, over in Arizona, we did speak to a transportation expert. He's called Dan Sturges. He himself is working on autonomous shuttle cars there, and he says that right now on the streets of Phoenix, he sees self-driving cars every day because Google and Uber and Intel are all testing the cars there. So anyway, we've got two issues here, which is the technological side of the story and the political and sort of urban planning pieces of the driverless car story.
Well, where does that lead us then right now, Frances, as far as driverless cars? When will I be able, in Los Angeles, to be able to get into a car and it will take me wherever I want to go?
Well, depending on who you talk to, your answer will be different. According to Dan, he says 20 years from now. He says, think back to when the first Macintosh was launched by Steve Jobs. He says, remember, it had a 124K memory. Okay, that's prehistoric times relative to what we now know. And he says, just think the same will happen. The technology is in formation. Now, the other piece, and this is where we talk to another expert about what's going on with all of this, Greg Lindsay. He's also with New Cities, where he's a senior mobility fellow. And he says, it's this other piece as well that we have to figure out, which is how the technology intersects with the needs of a city. And he says this is what we can learn from Pittsburgh.
I think it'll be a real lesson for mayors and transportation officials elsewhere that you simply cannot roll out the red carpet and hope that your private partners will, you know, do what's best for you. It needs to be negotiated to the nth detail and in a way that basically furthers your own goals.
So, as you and I discussed last week, Steve, we're seeing that that Metro is going to be overhauling its transportation system as it has seen a drop in numbers on buses and on some of the mass transit. And obviously, one of the questions that's going to arise is, should driverless cars be kind of factored into that larger picture? And I'm sure, I think I can say with confidence that that question will certainly be asked.
All right, Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.